Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The left fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Rothrock moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Blue moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Reynolds moves to third. Ekrod moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to home. Rule drops the ball. Reynolds scores. Ekrod moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway strikes out. The ball gets by Rule. He chases the ball to the backstop. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carraway moves to second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-0 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to third for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Caraway bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb throws the ball into Ryan, who tags Blue trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kerr scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ekrod strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simons moves to second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Miller pinch hits for Jack Russell. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rule moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Rule and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.